Okay, here we go.
All right.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
I just like the last part where Nicole's laughing on that.
Well, speaking of Nicole laughing, how about I get a text message the other day, mm-hmm. the other night.
From our boyfriend?
From our, well, your
our West Coast
your
West
boyfriend.
Oh, West Coist.
Coist. Fuck. Anyway, drummer sticks.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You've downloaded episode 280. Today is April 25th.
2010.
Okay, go ahead, finish.
Anyway, I got an email or text message from Drummer Sticks the other mm-hmm. night saying, been listening to some old episodes. The show really sucked before you were on it. Please don't ever leave.
And your head got how big?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Anyway, I don't.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going anywhere. And then he said, I don't know what's worse, hearing Nicole talk or Herb talk.
For more than 5 minutes.
And he didn't put 5 minutes
on
my...
Oh, that's what he did
mine. No. He just said Nicole talk or Herb talk. And I'm like, definitely Herb. Because that makes me want to kill myself.
Octo Soup Pot? I don't know.
Octopus a foot.
Yeah. Is that what it is? I don't know how to say her name.
It's not Octopus... Put,
it's Octa-soup-put. Whatever. I don't know if we got your review or not, so just go on and check it and see if you can find it. So, whatever.
Ricky doesn't have time for all that.
Yeah, I don't have time for all that. Okay, so we have five people gave us a call, so, and we have how many people in the room?
I don't know.
What's up with that?
But Taylor apparently...
Octopus-soup-hut. Thank you. I had it right.
You said Octo Soup Hut.
Whatever. It was closer than what you said.
Apparently, Taylor keeps changing his name for some reason. Because it went from PIMC Taylor to Taylor, and then Taylor is now known as Taylor's posts aren't showing up. And now Taylor's posts aren't showing up is now Taylor's being... passive aggressive.
Pantygram goes, snap, he'll ask for reviews but don't acknowledge them.
Well, that's
I do, but we haven't had one in like 3 weeks, so.
That's Ricky.
Whatever. Julian doesn't even look at him. I'm always telling him
I don't look at him.
Okay, whatever.
Well, I take care of the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Well, I break up the shows and post them and do everything else.
Well, I provide talent and prettiness.
And when you say prettiness, that's not like beauty. That's actually like retardedness.
No, that's beauty.
Oh.
And some retardedness too. Actually, cray cray.
If it wasn't for retardedness or cray cray.
Taylor's posts aren't showing up is now known as Taylor isn't being passive aggressive.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Julian. Ricky does more on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? Ricky also has a job where he can tweet 8,000 times a day.
Bitch, you do too.
No, I don't. When I'm standing in the middle of traffic, I can't tweet. Sorry.
Yes, you can.
And when I'm driving down the road, I can't tweet. Sorry.
Yeah.
No,
you text message and drive all the time.
Not in my work vehicle. I can't.
Oh. Well, have the other person drive. Does he not have a driver's license?
Yeah, he has a driver's license, but I am the one that drives.
Oh, because you...
Because that's
Joan
just the way it is.
Said so, God damn it.
God damn it. So there.
Oh, you're all like bitchy.
Well,
uh-oh. Somebody's phone's about to ring.
Probably yours. So.
I moved mine. Oh, it's still going to go through, so whatever.
Anyway, well, you need to come up with something to talk about for the next 25 minutes.
Right. Well, we have some more emails and voicemails and stuff.
Well, I guess we can read those.
Yeah. Let's see here. We have an email from...
Oh, yeah, I got one from him, too.
Mm-hmm. Aiden Silva, I think that's how you would say his name, A-D-A-N,
mm-hmm.
Says, "Hey, Ricky, I love the Foul Monkeys podcast show. You and Julian are hilarious and funny. You have such a sweet and sexy voice. I like it. I also like your laugh. You're handsome and funny. Take care." So he says, "I'm handsome." And
well,
then
let me read.
Then Julian gets
let
an
me
email.
Read the message that he sent to me. Let me open the message up here. Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay. Oops, wrong one. It says, "Hey, Julian, I love the Foul Monkeys podcast. You and Ricky are funny, and it's always great listening to you guys. Take care and have a wonderful day. Oh, yeah, you're hot." Thank you. Ricky has a sexy voice, and I'm hot.
Ooh, he's gained a lot of weight.
Who's that?
I don't want to say, but...
Do I know him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
Can't say who it is because we're just bitches like that. So,
well, that and I
and
don't,
what?
I don't want to be evil.
Turnip Head emailed us. He said, "Hey, Big Licky, just saw a photo of you on JC's face space, and damn, you can really see the weight loss in your face. Keep up the good work, bud. Thanks."
Oh, he had liposuction.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had the money for liposuction.
There's been some
because
kind of
you know
suction
what?
Going on in your room.
Mm-mm. If I had the money for liposuction, I would be getting a fucking air conditioner in my car right now.
Aww.
And, oh, my God, you guys, I went to the dentist this week. I'm so upset. I'm just going to kill myself.
All your teeth are falling out.
No, might as well be.
Aww.
I went to the dentist.
So you're going to be skinny and toothless.
Yeah, just like a meth head. Without the sores.
I can burn you a few times with my cigarette.
Oh, that's sad.
Then you'll have the Polk County look to you.
And then we can take a picture and put it on polksheriff.org. No, I had a feeling feeling when I was a kid, like 11 or 12.
Oh, filling.
Filling.
I thought you said feeling.
And, just from where they, you know, packed it in to the tooth, mm-hmm. and then from chewing on it all my life, it caused a crack in my tooth, and now I have to get a crown.
What's wrong with a crown?
What's wrong with it is it's $595 goddamn dollars is what's wrong with it.
Well, other than
and
that.
And it's not my real tooth. It's like something over my tooth.
I have two crowns.
You have seven crowns? At $595 a pop?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So
if you guys would like to donate to the Ricky Burton Dentist Foundation, it would only take $1 from every one of you to get it covered.
Oh,
so.
My God. Yeah, apparently Ricky did get filled when he was 11 or 12.
Oh, no. Sorry. Didn't happen.
Also, too.
Not
you
at
betcha.
11 or 12. You betcha. You know it.
You know, it's in the back, so you can always just have it pulled.
No. I'm not. Are you kidding me?
No. It'll be
I'm
cheap.
Not doing that.
It'll be cheaper.
No.
Who's going to see it? It'll be in the back.
No. That is like, it's this one right here.
Nobody will see that.
Yeah.
You don't smile that big.
Depends on what I'm looking at.
Except when you laugh and then people see the whole back.
Ah, meth head.
Yes, you are. No, you're
yeah,
not.
They told me that if I don't get it fixed soon, that they'll have to do a root canal. And I don't want
to. Ooh, maybe you can go down to the place that makes the grills and have a gold tooth made for it.
I want a gold tooth.
Mm-hmm. I can get a grill with the R and rubies in it.
A rubies?
Rubies.
I'm going to get me an aquamarine. Is that what it's called? In the for March, that's the March
aquamarine. I don't know. All I know is my birthstone is the peridot, the mm-hmm. ugly green one. So I would never.
I think mine's aquamarine. Is your birthday in January?
December.
No,
Connor's is December.
January's garnet, I think, or something like that.
I don't know.
All right, let's play some phone calls. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's get the phone call song up because I accidentally got rid of it.
About time you got something up.
Hmm. That's real funny. Yeah, I'm laughing here. Can
I
tell?
I know. Yeah. Fortunately, the listeners are.
That's what we're here for, to make them laugh, right?
Look, Mommy, it's a ginger bear. And he looks like a skinhead. Oh. It's a skinhead.
Is he going to gas
it's
us?
It's a skinhead ginger bear. Oh, my God, he's sticking us in the ovens.
That's not water. Oh, that's sad. Now I'm going to force myself to watch Schindler's List so I don't make jokes like that anymore.
Oh, my God. You don't have Schindler's List.
I can get it.
That's Schindler's Fist.
Oh. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, phone call song. Here we go.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Tide washing detergent.
I just want
to
clarify something to Veritable Virgo.
Uh-huh.
The birthstones go by month, not by sign. So mine
Very
being
true.
August is the peridot, the green right. ugly one.
So, all right, first phone call. Here we go. Let's bring it down a notch just in case.
Yeah, which you could have done that during the phone call song, but that's okay. We still love you.
Hello, Fell Monkeys. This is Brother Casey from Boise, Idaho. Don't really have anything to say, but you were begging for a message. Love y'all.
Write that down, Boise, Idaho, Casey.
Okay.
Because we need to put him in the map.
Hi.
Thank you.
Can you hand me my book?
Thank you for calling, Brother Casey. We'll put you on our map. You're going to be like the first person...
In Idaho.
Actually, in the middle of this United States. Well, along... Yeah, in the middle. Because we have a lot of people along the coast. We have... Aiden, who lives in New Mexico. So I added him up there the other day. So thank you.
Who'd you add?
Aiden.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Maybe. Here we go. Let's see.
Fuck me.
Oh.
Okay.
Dirty. Dirty. Here we go.
Love you, Julian.
Aww.
Who was that? Turnipin? Joe?
I don't know.
Love you, Julian.
But whoever it was, they love me.
Whatever. Nobody fucking loves me anymore. Jesus don't even love me.
Well, since you don't believe in him, no, he does not beloved you.
Ricky, this is Panty Graham in the chat room, a.k.a. West Stone.
West Stone.
You've been talking about how low-hanging your balls are, so I want to see in Orlando whose balls hang lower. Of course, we know big fatties are bigger, but I want to see whose hang lower. So can we do that? You could just whip it out at the dinner that you're planning. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess that big fatties hang lower only because
he's older,
so gravity's had more time to... drag them towards the center of the universe.
And I would not do that anyway. I would not pull them out to show people unless someone's going to suck on them. And it'd have to be somebody I'd want to suck on.
Nobody there's going to want to suck on your balls.
Right. Nobody.
And yeah, it's going to be a nice restaurant, so we don't want anybody's balls being pulled out in the middle of this restaurant.
That's how we do.
And by the way,
yeah,
parking's $12.
Are you kidding me?
No.
At the hotel?
Yes.
Oh, I guess that's... $12 to park?
Yeah.
That's... Can we get a pass on that?
A pass on what?
Wow. Well, if they want to come, they can come. If not... Well,
they've already put their names down. They're obligated now. Otherwise, I'm going to send them a bill. And you know my cheap ass will come to collect.
Yeah, you will. Let's see. Next phone call. Here we go. Let's see. Who is B?
Hey, Big Licky and Julian. It's Turnip Head. Just calling to say hi, like you said. Bye.
Well, thank you, Turnerpad, for calling.
Thanks, Daddy.
Taylor, no, we have not announced where the dinner is going to be. Ricky just let something slip that he should not have.
Well, and then you said something, too.
No, I didn't. All I
$12
said,
parking.
That has nothing to do with where it's going to be. But no, I'm calling to make the reservations.
We have to make sure it's official.
Tomorrow, and then I will announce it.
Probably on Wednesday if we do a show.
We're not going to do a show on Wednesday because we're going to have two live shows coming out of this.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We'll probably never do a show on Wednesday again.
No, you're true. Oh, you're true. You're right.
And I'm true.
God. Is this shitstorm almost over? Fuck.
It's the episode of us eating York peppermint patties.
Turnipeth, so glad that Julian enjoyed the phone call. Love Big Ricky more now. Let's eat another peppermint patty.
Thank you, Turnipad.
Oh my God, Brett Michaels had like a seizure or something. Who cares? A brain hemorrhage.
Who cares about Brett Michaels? He's a washed up has been.
Mm-hmm. He's on The Apprentice or something, The Celebrity Apprentice.
I don't care. He's hasn't done anything that's worth a shit since, what, 1989? In Poison.
All right, last phone call. I guess only five people wanted to call us today, so here we go.
Hey, Ricky, it's Misty. You know you had drunken dreams about that old man at the gym yesterday. You know you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. Thank you, Misty, for calling.
Oh, I'm
Misty's
so,
one of
I'm,
my local
I'm
friends
I'm sorry,
here.
Brother Casey.
What happened?
He said he is not dead. Some of us still care.
Oh. Oh, he did Rock of Love. That was genius. Oh, my God. It's was a, it what I it, said was funny no, or my look?
Rock, both. Rock of Love was about is about as genius as this episode is.
Right.
Which you know where that's going. It's circling the bowl.
Oh, and it God, may have to we be, still have 10 minutes.
And it may have to be flushed twice.
Mm.
Well. It's one of those that have remainders left in the bowl.
What?
If you listen to me instead of read the chat room, you know you would know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Brett Michaels and how shitty the show is.
Yeah, I was to the point of shitty the show is.
Right.
I said we're circling the bowl. And it's one of those
that one of those 12-inch turds that
one of
flush.
Those you'll have to flush twice on because right. There'll be remainders in the bowl.
And then put
then you
toilet
said,
paper in it.
Huh?
And then put then you gotta so put did, toilet paper in it and take it out.
How did that not make sense?
I think I got it. I was just
being pretty,
being stupid. Yeah, no, pretty. I mean, Ricky, you and I should go walking sometime. Yes, that would be great if you'd like to come to Lakeland to do that.
Yeah, Turnipad, I don't blame you for leaving.
Yeah, I really don't blame you either.
If
so.
I could leave, I would have like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Damn, Connor's in the room and he's leaving.
Yeah, that's. Pretty bad.
What are we going to call the show? The name of the show. Just
don't
like Misty said,
don't,
shitty
don't
shit.
Listen unless you're a glutton for punishment.
Right. Unless you want to kill yourself or fall asleep. I don't know if we can do this live every Sunday.
I know.
Everybody, just in case you didn't know, we've decided that we're going to do the show live Sunday, every Sunday.
Yeah, apparently you did a lot of build up for the big surprise and people thought it was going to be the announcement of the podcast dinner restaurant and you're like we're doing a show every Sunday and they're like oh shit.
Well, it wasn't a big announcement. I mean,
well,
a lot of people were asking
apparently
this
not
it.
For some people.
Yeah, some people were like, well, fuck, I don't even want to listen to your show. We get it, whatever. The live shows are fun regardless.
If they're a shitstorm, no, it's much more fun when we actually have something to talk about and we don't have to just make up shit as we go along.
Misty's like, at least have some ideas to talk about. That way you're not lost in conversation. Well, that's basically what our show's about.
Being lost in conversation?
Yeah, we don't do the work during the week to have a good show.
So, the erupting volcano. Thoughts? Questions?
Poor Kim Beaver. She's right in the thoughts, questions. Yeah.
And you know, the airlines have lost so much money by being grounded in all of Europe. What do you think about that?
What's a volcano?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it would be.
Oh, I can't talk, y'all.
That's what it would be if we tried to get onto a serious subject.
Taylor says, I'm enjoying this, but I like listening to you guys when I'm driving in my car between appointments.
Yeah, if you listen to this one while you're driving in the car, you're going to want to drive off a bridge.
Right. Oh, Connor's like, He'll listen to the show even though it's in the room.
I know. Because he just wants to hear his voice in the background.
It's hard to read and trying to talk.
It's hard to read and talk.
I will keep notes on the tweets, and I will email things to talk about. Yeah, that's another thing, too, is when people send me tweets over subject, I don't remember that shit, because I get so many tweets, I can't keep up with that.
Yeah, I know.
So if you have a subject that you'd like to talk about, you can call us, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Drusilla blow me quit.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't run off more people.
I know, right? Oh, are we done?
We're
done. Can we just leave this early?
We are done.
Yeah, we're done.
I have nothing else.
You guys, honestly. I'm sorry.
We love you, but we're tapped out for the day, honestly.
We got to make this a little better next time if we're going to do this every Sunday.
God, I guess.
We need more participation,
well,
too.
Well, seeing as how you had no topic.
I didn't. And
you had nothing.
Nothing to bring to the table.
No.
At all. The physical ramifications of the volcano will be far-reaching and terrible for the European economy.
Of course, the answer to every question I would ask about that, world peace.
World peace. Duh. Or gay marriage.
World peace.
Have a question show like we do sometimes. Well, sometimes we ask for questions, Taylor, but our listeners don't like to send us questions so that we can answer them.
Correct.
So, I don't know what you guys do different than we do, so.
Apparently, they tried being funny.
Ouchies.
And you can tell how I feel today.
All right, we're out of here. Give us a call, 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com. P.O. Box.
Send us stuff at our post office box at 72... I was reading Jeep Boys questions. Oh, what will you answer? We'll answer it all.
My God.
We'll try to answer it all. Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys or at Facebook, Ricky Burton. Is that
we
it?
Apologize profusely to our listeners for this suck session.
Right.
I think Connor's bad luck.
Sorry, you can't
at
be
least
here next time.
Recording.
We would like to
just
have guest callers.
Just kidding, baby.
We would like to have guest callers on Skype, but we don't know how to do that still. So
and we've tried Daniel to do it, Beaver, but it sounds like shit.
I just don't think we had it hooked up right. So Daniel Beaver, can you get back with me and tell me how to do that? Because I can't figure out how to do it. And I would really like to have some people call in.
Oh, okay.
Or have a guest or something. So,
all right.
Oh, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a great week. Bye.
Peace.
Hit the stop button.
I'm on it.